Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around the world, live, it's time!
I wasn't expecting that. I'm not ready. Yay, I'm not ready. I don't want to do show anymore. See you guys later. Bye. No, I'm kidding. I'm... Oh, come on. Just because you hear a little music, you hang up on me? Shh, be quiet. Be quiet. Hello? Hello? Fuck you.
Eric, I'm in healthcare. May I help you?
Do I get to wear latex gloves?
Do you get to wear latex gloves?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
For the job. Because I like latex and stuff like that.
Who are you trying to reach, sir?
I'm calling in for the clinical coordinator position. And why did you go, ugh, like that? What's that mean?
No, I didn't.
You rolled your eyes. You rolled your eyes because I could see it. I have a camera phone. I don't know if you knew that. But I can see in my viewer what you did. That's disgusting.
Oh, okay. I do apologize. So you're calling in regards to the clinical coordinator position?
Yep. And I'll kiss your labia,
okay.
Too.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Mm-mm. No, not really. I'm married. I can't do that. But I do need to work on that job, though. Can you transfer me?
Okay. One moment. And what's your name?
Billy.
Okay. One moment.
Okay. Bye. I can hear you still. Hello? You didn't put me on hold yet. I can hear you.
Hello, sir?
Yeah, could you take me off a speakerphone, please? Hello?
Human Resources, may I help you?
Yeah, am I on speakerphone?
May I help you?
Am I on speakerphone?
May I help you?
I'm asking you a question. That's how you can help me, is answer that first.
So you're being very inappropriate and rude.
Because I'm asking if I'm on speakerphone without permission. Fucking asshole. You're rude, you're rude.
Attention all units, this is Sergeant Stadenko. Attention all units, this is Sergeant Stadenko.
Arizona Healthcare, may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was trying to get transferred to your hiring department.
Sir, I do apologize, but if you're going to have inappropriate conversations with us like that, we're not going to be able to talk to you.
All right, I'm going to be professional, but I'm not supposed to talk to you anyway. I'm supposed to talk. What did you tell her about me before I started talking to her? You said some stuff, didn't you?
Did I tell her some stuff about you? I transferred her over. We're two different departments.
No, you told her first that I was... She told me that you said that... I have this guy. He's being blah, blah, blah. I'm going to transfer him to you. You said that to her, and you can't do that when I'm applying for a job. You can't do that. There's
okay,
laws
sir,
against
I'm,
that.
I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm just going to go ahead and terminate the call, or either
no.
I can transfer you over to
well,
my
hurry up
supervisor.
And transfer me, because you're trouble. So
okay, one
me.
Moment.
All right. Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. I had faxed my resume a few days ago for the clinical coordinator position.
Okay.
I don't know what the big holdup is here, but I need a job and I'm looking and I've got several other offers. What's the holdup?
What's your name?
It's Bill. It wasn't as much as a resume. It was just like a fax of like a picture of me, my abs.
Okay, we're not going to be able to accept a picture of you. We would need a resume. For
it was a picture of my abs. Like, I have really nice abs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. We would not accept a picture. We would need a resume to confirm that you do meet the requirements for that position.
Well, I mean, I've got the GED, and I have an AS in human services, so... I mean, what else do you need? It's not like this town has
a
bunch of brilliant people. I mean, it's like a lot of... Negro girls that work in this department, usually, right?
So we would need resume that shows this. Okay, so I'm going to hang up on you. You're being very rude right now.
Why? What am I doing?
Excuse me, I don't know what you're doing, but you're being very inappropriate.
I'm in the toilet.
I'm going to ask you to be professional.
I'm back.
So if you can be professional, we can continue the conversation. Otherwise, I'm going to hang up.
All right, give me a second. Give me a second. All right, I'm wrapping it up. Okay, all right, I'm done. All right, so would it be better if I just brought the resume down?
Okay, hello?
Yeah?
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we would need is a resume with your work experience showing proof that you meet the requirements. As soon as you fax it in with your contact information, we can call you back.
Okay, I'm just going to bring it in because obviously either you have a problem with your fax or you don't understand how it works because you're telling me that you haven't even looked at my resume yet, so.
I'm asking what you sent, and you're telling me that you sent something inappropriate.
That
you're
I sent
a
picture of myself, a picture of my abs.
Okay. I'm going to tell
also,
you one more time, and then I'm going to end this conversation at this point.
I'll
okay?
bring a proper resume. Is there a specific department I go to at your address on Camelback?
Drop it off at the receptionist, and we'll be able to pull it to the correct people. I'm going to hang up now. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, I love doing that shit, man. Yeah, so these numbers are in Arizona. You know, job wanted. Let me turn the music down. Oh, and I just realized I have the music output set to my personal preference, which is not what I use for the show, because it's very bassy. There we go, that's better. A little easier on the ears for everybody. You guys can do your own post-processing on your end with your equalizers and such. Like to send the music out nice and flat. Well, it's more of a mountain. You know, the mids are a little higher than the lows and the highs for the music. Okay, anyway, so these are in Arizona. Brad forwarded them on to me from a listener. I don't know who the listener was, so thank you, whoever listener was that helped me out with my request from a few months ago, asking if you happen to have a copy of your Sunday paper one week. Maybe take some pictures of it with your phone, clear enough that you can read the text on there and stuff, and forward them on to me. I guess I should get... You can send them to madhouseradio@gmail.com. madhouseradio@gmail.com if you ever get a chance to do this. Yeah, because I can do this with my local paper, but I really don't like doing prank calls locally. And I noticed that, for the most part, it's the same fucking companies in this town. There isn't much work here, guys. It's the same two or three companies. Most companies do the online thing, you know what I mean? It's a really old school thing for a company to be. We're going to put it in print in the paper. Like, who cares about that today? No one fucking does. Shit, Craigslist alone. The small businesses do Craigslist, and the big guys do, like, your monsters and dice and stuff like that. Matter of fact, yeah, like, in cases of, like, dice.com, where it specifically targets the technology industry. So you're not mixing one with the other. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Here's a job for a clinical director.
You are calling does not accept unidentified calls. If you are a solicitor...
It's not unidentified. Come on, man. It's got a funny number. All right, I'll make it nice for looking. I'll put the number of the last place we called. It's from the bong. I'm not set up for a Cypress Hill day today, but I would like to do that. We're doing a Beastie Boys thing today.
This is Mark Lewis with the Destiny for the Living. Leave your name and number and I'll be.
Beastie Boys today on the show. This is supposed to be our music for Sunday night, which I had prepared, but we're using it today. That's why it had the nighttime intro instead of just a song like I normally do. That Progress Island USA thing is 12 minutes long. I cut it off halfway through, too. Well, I cut it off a third of the way through. It's funny, but too long.
Destiny,
yeah, listen, I called once before and I didn't get through. I was calling.
How can I help you?
You put a job here, a clinical director in an RN positions?
Not an RN. Well, RNs, yes. Clinical director, we have an RN.
Uh-huh.
But we can use an RN at our medical. Are you an RN?
Yeah, I have the papers and everything.
You have the papers. You mean you're a certified RN? Are you a BSN at all?
Don't be ignorant, sir. Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a licensed registered nurse and a licensed male nurse, LMNRN.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right now we're okay, sir. We appreciate your call.
Oh, come on. Come on, man. Motherfucker. See what my mouth got me? He was like, fuck that. You know what? We don't need you anymore. He was like, you gotta suck my dick to get this job. You gotta be so nice to me. You can't fuck around. Alright, janitor. I think I tried this one already, but let's try it. Yeah, I tried this once already. I'll try again. I'm gonna say I wanna clean the shit out of the toilet. Alright, I'm going through the rest of these ads here. A lot of them with no number machine. This one's fax only. Oh, this is kind of cool. See, this newspaper is nice. You know what they do? So for each job ad, at the top, it says in bold the... it'll tell you up in bold at the very top the city and state, and then whether it's a male, if it's a male, like mail your resume, it says mail. If it's go to the website, website. If it's email, email. If it's phone, it actually says the phone number up there, too. That's kind of cool. So it makes it much easier for me to go through these for prank calls. Thank you, Arizona newspaper. I don't know what you're called, the Arizona Coyote. All right, email, website. I mean, I guess I could check just in case. I'll check just to be sure. So maybe they're like, well, we'll put our phone number in, but have an email. Like, put an email bold. We prefer that, because it's bold. Oh, this is Career Builder. They're running a Career Builder setup. I guess this is what Career Builder uses now. I haven't used Career Builder in so long. Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, good. Yeah, I see you're offering a part-time, full-time, make money now, dollar, dollar, dollar.
Yeah, where did you see the ad?
It says, we are looking for energetic, outgoing, friendly, positive individuals to help us promote Arizona Republic at various locations around the city. You will need your own transportation to get to and from the different work locations. Experience is a plus. It is not required. We will train the right person.
I know what it says.
We offer weekly pay and plenty of advanced opportunities. Call Shaddy. Is Shaddy there?
This is Shaddy. How you doing?
Hey, Shaddy. I'm calling regarding a job position that I saw. Did you need me to read it to you?
No, I already know what the ad is. I'm just asking where you saw it.
In the newspaper.
In the newspaper. There we go. Now we're on the same page here. How old are you?
28.
28. Do you have a cell phone and a car?
Yeah. I'm calling you from my cell phone now, and I'm in the car. Hello.
Yeah. Well, when you call me, my caller ID doesn't say cell phone calling from a car.
Well, I have a camera phone. I thought you could see it on the viewer.
It's supposed to tell me that you have a camera phone?
Well, when I call, I mean, I have a camera. I don't know. Most phones now have cameras on them.
What does your camera have to do with?
Because you can see the camera, so you can see each other.
I can see. You know what? I don't think this is the job for you. So
why not?
You have a good day, okay?
Asshole motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck your mom.
Really?
Yeah, your mother bitch.
You're a mother bitch.
No, you first. I said you first, mother bitch. So fuck you. Not me, mother bitch. You mother bitch. Shaddy.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Right. Really? Is that supposed to be like shady? Oh, I'm shady. I'm cool. What kind of bullshit? What kind of bullshit job you have? What kind of bullshit job you have, motherfucker? Huh?
You're a fucking retard.
Fuck you. What do you want me to do? What, you want me to bother people to sell them? I'm gonna. Hey, you want some imposter colognes? Hey, you want some imposter colognes? Hey, smell them. There's no copyright on scents. These are the same exact colognes. Imposter colognes, not apostle colognes. Imposter colognes.
Hi, you've reached a personal voicemail for Shaddy Will with the Arizona Republic. Please leave your name and number.
I guess it's like a newspaper thing. It's for the newspaper itself. But damn, he let me have it, guys, huh? He let me have it. Wow, I deserved it, I guess. As soon as I heard, I don't think you're the right person. Fuck you! I know it's going to leave. Yeah, I know he's just going to hang up at that point, so I got to get in the curses. See if I can keep him around angry. And that worked that time. Beautiful. The art of prank calling.
Black Thumb and Child Services.
Hey, boy, I'm calling regarding a data entry specialist job.
That position has been filled.
Motherfucker. By who?
Black Family Child Services.
Yes, I'm calling about the data entry specialist job.
Okay. What is it that you... data entry?
Yeah, I would like to apply for it.
Let's come in and fill out the application.
What about the resume?
Have you sent it over?
Yeah, do I have to be a black to have this job?
No, sir, you don't. Okay. We don't discriminate. That's just the name of the agency.
Okay. Is there a lot of black people there?
We're very diverse.
Okay, but are they like really dark black people, or like more, you know what I mean?
sir, I'm going to end this call. Thank you.
I'm just making sure. Something my mom would ask. Are they black, black? Like really dark black? That's it for this page. Let's call that one back.
Black Family and Child Services.
Hello there. Oh, shit. They hung right up on me. Click. All right, fine. I'll leave them alone. Next page, I'm going to have to twist it here, turn it. Okay, let's see what we got. Teaching positions. It's just a website. Oh, there is a phone number for it, though. You see? You got to double check these, guys, just to be sure.
Sorry, the operator is not available.
Fuck that place, lazy place. Now hiring correctional officers, but there's no phone number. Alright, I'm still looking. Email, website. This isn't a very big section. It. There was just one phone number on that page. Ew. Anyway. Alright, next one. Last page. There's only three pages in this whole thing. Alright, we got a phone number for a call center rep. Imagine that. The call center has a phone number. Let's see what they got. An international call center giant needs 200 plus agents to call existing, in all caps, just so you know, it's not cold calling, existing companies to offer additional services. Nice. That's okay, I guess. That's okay. It's really hard to do the cold calling, man. That's like the bottom of call center jobs. Surveys and shit. You get abused by people on the phone.
Hi, you've reached Liquid Stanley Staffing. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Fuck you. All right, the next one is we got a electrician job, which for some reason seemed very tough to get people to pick up on. These small-time electrician outfits. But they're asking for a 3 to 6 year residential and light commercial ML experience. ML, not sure. Own tools and transportation, professional appearance. Is don't be black. You wouldn't let a black man.
Good afternoon, St. Enterprises. This is Manny. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? I see you got an electrician position there. I've got 12 years of residential and commercial experience.
I got, all right.
I got my old tools and a truck. And I'm...
Okay.
Yeah, and I look good.
Yeah, I'm
in shape. I have nice abs. I'm not black. I'm a white guy. So,
all right, I could take a message for the office. Can I get your name?
Oh, what do you do?
I'm with the answering service.
Oh, that's why you sounded a little effeminate. Okay, what was your name? Click. The answering service. These people can't be bothered to take calls at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. In Arizona, wait a minute. At 1, 12, 11 a.m., they're like, eh, let's get a service. He's like, I don't care. I don't care about the job. I like reading that whole ad to that one guy. They hate it when I do that.
Good afternoon, Shane Enterprises. This is Jay. How may I help you?
Hey, honey. It's me again.
Hello?
Hey, honey. It's me again. How are you?
I'm sorry. Who is it you're trying to reach?
Oh, you know. What was your name? Come on. This is a feminine call service.
Thank you for calling Shane Electric.
Hey, honey. It's me again. How you doing?
Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, good. Well, when will you be here?
I think you have the wrong number. Who are you trying to get a hold of?
The Electric? Shea Electric?
No.
What do you mean?
This is Shane Enterprises?
Yeah, Electric. Shane Enterprises.
Okay, this is the answering service.
Yeah, hey, honey. When are you going to be here? And were you did you want me to get all dark meat or like just an 8-piece mix?
I think you have the wrong number. This is
I'm dating the girl
at the answering service.
I'm dating the receptionist.
There is no receptionist at Shane Enterprises. We're an answering service.
Well, there is a receptionist. I think you're being... Why are they at... They're on service, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're not... It's not that... The calls aren't even going through to them. How do you know they don't have a receptionist?
Because I've been answering for them for 20 years.
Yeah, but you don't answer the phone all the time.
Yes, we do, 24/7.
And they never take a call?
They have us take their messages. We're a message center.
You see, what I think has happened is that this girl gave me this phone number. She told me it was her work number. I could call her here, and I think she actually wasn't into me.
All right, well, we gotta go.
Can you leave a message for... Okay, gotta go. A lot of calls to take. All right, fine. Hey, Dobby's here. Dobby, what's up, man? No, don't come here. Stay in the bed. I don't have any food. I'm just about to lay down in the bed, and I was like, oh, hey, man. Pet me. All right. All right, you pain in the ass. All right, here's a position for a journeyman lineman. Looking for experience in underground utilities. 4,160 volts and above. Ooh, nice. Yeah, hey, blowjob, you're looking for some linemen? You have a position for linemen?
We do. I can transfer you to Todd. He would be the person you would speak to about it.
Okay, blowjob, go ahead.
At the tone, you can leave your message for extension...
Fucker!
Good morning, Double Jack.
Yeah, listen, I wasn't ready to leave a voicemail. You kind of tricked me there. You said you're going to transfer me to him, and then I got his voicemail.
Okay, that means he probably is not in his office. That's why it goes to his voicemail.
But you knew that. You knew that. Be honest. You knew that.
Okay, right. I'm up front, so I don't know.
Oh, well, where is he?
I couldn't tell you, sir.
Well, go find out. Can you call around, see where he's at? It's very important.
Okay, I don't have the ability to do that.
You don't have a phone that calls extensions? Because I have that ability if you put me through to the Audix system. So you should have it.
Okay, well, I did put you through his extension.
What was your name?
Marilyn.
All right, Marilyn, can you just take a message and email it or put it on his desk?
Sure.
All right.
I sure can. What's your name?
This is Bill.
And your last name, Bill?
Valente.
Can you spell that out for me?
V, like Victor, A-L-E-N-T-E.
Okay, and a good phone number for yourself?
602-421-2015.
Okay, and you're calling about the lineman.
Are you ready for my message to copy down?
Yes, I am, sir.
What was his name?
Todd Cremins.
All right. Mr. Cremins, next line. I am okay. Bill, responding to your lineman position. I called and spoke to Marilyn. She was rude to me. She said she couldn't help me. She refused to get you on the phone. She used racial epithets. Please call me back.
Do you want to speak to an office manager?
Okay, sure. Can you make sure you write that down?
Okay.
All right.
This is Krista.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hey, it's me. I'm back. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
You're back.
Mm-hmm. What's up? Why was I put through to you?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, Marilyn was like, you need to speak to an office manager, she said to me.
That's right. Are you looking for Todd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. He's not in his office right now. Would you like his voicemail, or I could just have him call you back?
But where's he at? Where's he at?
I have no idea. He's probably out in the field. He's our safety manager, too, so he's...
Yeah, but he's real lazy, too, you know? Did you know he goes to public bathrooms and does, like, the glory hole stuff?
What? Who is this?
No, seriously. This is Bill. Bill Valente. I was calling about the job.
Yeah?
Yeah, but...
This is a joke.
No,
right?
But he puts his dick through these holes, and he, like... He doesn't know if it's a girl or boy sucking him. Yeah.
Yeah? Is that what he does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? I will tell him that you called. Okay?
Hey, I wanna eat your pussy.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. Would you let me? settle it. The guy on... on Dialer's show, Dialer did a show right before this one. That was pretty funny. This guy was like, I'll lick your pussy. I'll show you how to lick a pussy. The guy sounded like Milkman. He was a trucker. I'll show you how to lick a pussy in my truck. He wanted to take Dialer, who was talking like a girl named Carrie, wanted to take her on his mattress in his truck and show her how to lick a pussy.
Hey, is your thing?
Yeah, hiya. It's me. I'm calling back.
Who is this?
Oh, it's Bill. I'm calling about the roofer job needed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you talk to somebody here earlier?
Yeah, I forgot his name. This white guy. He said it was all pretty much set. Do you know who that was?
Gary?
Yeah, that's him, Gary, yeah.
Did you come in here and talk to him, or?
I already talked to him, yeah. He said I had to call back for a final offer. I'm calling back.
Oh, okay. He's not in right now. What was your name?
Bill.
Bill, what's your last name?
Cross. Yeah, what was your name?
Shauna.
Shauna, it seems like we're going to be working together. Are you the receptionist there?
Yeah, I'm going to be the office manager soon.
Oh, nice. Congratulations, honey.
Thanks.
It's really nice. So I get to see you when I come in? Every once in a while? Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's nice. What are you like? How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4", yeah. What's your cup size?
Really?
Yeah, you got some bee stings, C's, what do you got?
Are you joking?
No, for real, I gotta know this stuff, I gotta be ready. I'm gonna bring you something the first day, I'm gonna bring you something.
No.
How big are them titties?
What's your phone number?
It's 602-215-4015.
Okay, I'll give it to Gary.
And I'm really looking forward to working with you. I wanna kiss you all over your body and your vagina, your labia.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I'd love to kiss you on your labia. I think I saw you when I came in. I think I remember
who you
are. Yeah, I know exactly who you are. You're real hot. You're pretty.
You're joking.
No. No. Well, I mean, I still got to do the final offer, but he said it's pretty much set just to call in and let him know that I was okay with the offer, which I am, you know. So that's awesome. We're going to be working together. You're going to be the office manager, you know. I mean, you're going to hit it off. We're going to hit it off. She's like, no! Oh my God, they hired a creep. He's already creeping on me, he hasn't started yet. Dobby, what do you want, Dobby? Do you want lunch? I think this fucker wants lunch. Dobby, come on, man. Alright, I'm gonna have to get him lunch, because he's just gonna keep bugging me, man. Let me play something. Let's see what I got here. Something I was listening to recently here. It is prank call related in a way. If I can find it now on YouTube. Part one, part, it was in the part, it was in the second part, part two of two. Alright, let me see if I can find it. I'm gonna scan for it now.
And as the effeminate guy is putting the shit on my...
Alright, so this has to deal with Artie Lang, former member of the Howard Stern Show. He came in late to the Howard Stern Show one day, and he has a drinking and a heroin problem and shit. He came in late because he woke up to go to work, to go to the show at 5 o'clock in the morning. He slipped on dirty laundry on his floor and hit his dresser with his head really bad, and he had to go to the hospital 5 in the morning for stitches. And as soon as Howard announced it on the air, then the Howard Stern trolls started calling in to prank call the hospital. So this is a little bit where he talks about that. It's really funny. He cracks up and laughs in only the way Artie Lang can, which makes me laugh every time I just hear him laugh, because you know the shit's going to be funny. I love Artie's stories. But this is a few minutes long. Let me feed Fat Fuck over here, and I'm gonna grab a mozzarella stick for me. I'll be right back.
Still part of my life. Now the Stern fit. You announced on the air this happened.
Right.
You know, little makeup for Letterman.
It'll match your zit.
Yeah. Right. I know. Actually, the zit was so red, at some point the guy said, did you cut your nose? And I had to go, no, it's a zit. And then he, like, rolled his eyes. So now, the other surreal part of my life, now the Stern fit, you announced on the air this happened.
Right.
Tons of phone calls start coming into the emergency.
Oh, no.
And as the effeminate guy is putting the shit on my eye, and now I'm thinking, is this a guy, if he's gay, does he know me and hate me from the fact that I wished AIDS on Teddy, you know? Yeah. And is he going to, like, infect me with something?
So
now the nurse comes over from the admitting desk and goes, your brother's on the phone. And I go, I don't have a brother. And she goes, should I take a message? And I go, yeah, it's probably... And they don't know who I am.
You go, it's probably my fans.
Like, it was so complicated. I said, it's probably nobody. It's probably a prank call. He was like, why would somebody prank call you here? And I go, I know that sounds weird. I'm on a radio show. So she goes, can I take a message? Very sweet voice. She goes, can I take a message? And then I hear her go, oh, that's awful.
Tell Artie he has a big car.
Well, no. And I said, what did you say? He said, the guy said...
What did he say?
What a morning you've had.
She was so serious. She felt so bad for me. She said it was a guy. He's your brother. He said, no, my brother, he's a double lard. He said, do you have any medicine for me? Can you give him some medicine for being a tub of lard?
She told you that?
Apparently the funniest fan we ever had. No, she was crying. She goes, how insensitive of the guy. And I go,
do you have any medicine for my brother who's a tub of lard?
So I said, who was that?
I hope that guy recorded it.
I said, it was... I said, I'm on the Howard Stern Show, and she goes, oh, really? And it was like a woman who doesn't like you know? Yeah. So she goes, oh, really? Well, that show's crazy. I'm like, can someone just put a fucking stitch in my eye?
Did they give you Vicodin for the pain?
Well, here's the other embarrassing thing.
Uh-oh.
He goes, I'm going to give you something for the pain. He goes, I'm going to give you 5 milligram Vicodins.
Oh, so did you tell him it won't work on you because you're on Subutex?
I said, listen to me. I said, first of all, I'm on an opiate blocker thing. And he goes, why?
You're a comedian.
And you have to be honest with the doctor. So I said, I'm a heroin addict.
Yeah.
The world's heaviest heroin addict.
Oh, my God.
Right, so...
the guy's like, I should have worn gloves.
I go, you're a heroin addict, so maybe I can't give you anything. Are you going to get addicted to this? I said, what I'm saying is, like you would have to give me like liquid morphine for it to kill the pain. Like nothing's going to work on me. Like the 5 milligram Vicodin is going to be like me taking a Tic Tac or something. So he goes, so now like the junkie in me is going, do you have any liquid morphine or something? And because in my head I could justify taking it. He goes, well, you're going to have to live with the pain. I'm not giving you anything because you could become addicted again. And I'm like, all
right.
So
what do they give you when they do the stitch? Do they give you anything?
No, you just butterfly stitch, they just slap it on you.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's a tape. Yeah.
You know, but I
oh, you mean it's not an actual stitch?
No, it's just it's like it stays on for 2 days. And quite frankly, my sister showed up to bring, she went and got my insurance cards. And she thought I needed stitches.
Yeah. I don't like the look of that.
My sister.
All right, we're back. I hope you got to enjoy that. It was really low. I tried to boost it up as loud as I can. And I just realized, had you guys upped your volume, you just got ear raped when I came back. Oops! But yeah. All right, let's get to it. I just love the way he laughs when he... I didn't get to hear it this time, but just... I know from the way he laughs. It's so fucking funny, man. All right, here's a different roofing job. You have a cure for being a tub of lard. The nurse is... Oh my god, that's horrible.
465.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
I see you got a... roofer's job there, journeyman labor roofer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So, what can you tell me about that, sir?
Well, the fact that I'm a madam.
Are you really?
No, I just thought I'd say that.
Oh, but your voice. You don't tell me that's the first time you've gotten that.
This is the first time. Thank you.
Oh well, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me.
Yeah.
Been applying for a job.
Okay. I'm sorry. Look, that was a mistake. Please don't mark that on my permanent record.
Well, I mean, seriously, that's kind of...
Should we start again? Can we start again?
Hold on just a minute.
Okay, honey.
Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good.
What can you tell me about this journeyman job position you got?
Do you have any single-ply...
Yeah, I do. I started out working at Lowe's dealing with single ply, and then now I just spent 4 years doing roofing job in Florida in the sun, the goddamn sun on there. I mean, it's brutal.
Oh, no, I know.
Oh, God. 4 years commercial and residential roofing. Now I moved over here because the job is so bad over there, you know, job conditions is bad. Yeah.
Well, you know, it all depends on your skill set, on what the rate is. I mean, laborers start at 12, but you know, but it's all subject to your you know, what you know and what you can do. You know what I mean?
Do I get my own truck?
Well, yeah, no, that was going to say, that's good. I mean, we in town, you know, we don't meet at the shop. You go from wherever you live to wherever the jobs are at. When we're working out of town, then we all meet up, you know, depending on what side of town you're on or whatever. But you might meet here at the shop, and then it's all in the company vehicles if we go out of town. Do you have any problem with traveling?
I love traveling. I don't like coming back because I can do my own thing in the van, set myself up out to be coming in, seeing the boss getting all up in my business, you know, how the bosses get. You know,
well, that's who I am.
Yeah, you know, that way you don't have to smell the alcohol and stuff like that on me.
I mean, because we do travel right now. I mean, yesterday I just had guys get back from Northern California. I have guys in Texas right now, north of Dallas. I do a lot of work in Texas. So, I mean, we do travel. You can be, you know, gone 2-3 weeks at a crack and then home and then maybe back out. You know what
good,
I mean?
Good, yeah. I don't give a shit. Fuck my wife. I don't want to be around that fucking
So, yeah. What,
give me an excuse
coming,
to get away from
either...
that bitch. And then what I'll do is I'll get on AshleyMadison.com. You know that site?
No.
It's a cheating website. And then what I can do is like, oh, I'm going to be in North Carolina for a week, 3 weeks. I'll go on there and say, what's up, North Carolina? You know, married man in town who wants to fuck.
Yeah. Okay, well, what he needs from you then would be to either come into the office and fill out an app, and we'll set up interview stuff, or
Can I download the app on the App Store?
Yes, yeah, and then you can, all the information should be on that.
It's on the App Store? So I could just put in, what do I put in the App Store?
Oh, I don't know. Let me, it should be on the Career Builder thing where you found us. There should be a thing for that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, pull that up, and then all the information should be there to fax it over to us.
All right, and I'll fax you a picture of my penis.
No, I don't need that. All right.
You don't want to see it? It's a nice penis. Anyway. I have a pretty penis, yeah. The doctor said I have a pretty penis the other day. Oh, yeah, you got a pretty penis. It's like, thank you, dentist. My dentist. All right, here's another. A lot of roofing jobs in this town, you know? A lot of roofing jobs. Must have EXPW/roof coatings or in roofing. Field. Must have own transport. AZDL drug free call David.
Hi, this is David. White Guard Roofing. Please leave a message.
Mr. David. Here's a window installer and glazer job. Nope. All right, inside telephone sales reps. Inside telephone sale machine reps. Add company for new and established accounts. Yeah. 31-year-old company with A+ BBB rating. Yeah, I'm sure you do. BBB. Maybe I'll do the one where I just read the whole ad back to them to be a dick.
Kind of country.
Yeah, I'm calling for Big Fat Linda.
Big Fat Linda?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry she's not here.
Where is she?
She's not here.
She eating lunch? Probably.
Who's calling?
She eats a lot, doesn't she? You know what I'm talking about? She eats a lot of fucking food.
Sir, how can I help you?
Is there someone I can talk to you about the inside telephone sales reps ad company for a new and established accounts job?
No, she's not available.
So I can only talk to Linda?
Yes.
All right, when should I call back? It's pretty stupid to have an ad in the paper and not be there, you know?
All right, sir, I don't need to listen to this.
Ooh, shit. Big Fat Linda. Who is that? Alright. I'm just guessing Linda's big. You know, call center job. A lot of sitting down and a lot of lunch meetings, you know what I mean? Alright. I see another posting for that. It looks like it's that same kind of job that the guy was cursing me out, Shoddy. But it says call Sanja instead, so let's fuck with Sanja. You know that guy's telling the coworkers now. Oh my god, god. Some guy called for Linda, and he said, I'm calling for Big Fat Linda. And immediately a lot of them are giggling, like, hee hee hee, because she's fat, yeah, I get it. And like, no, no, but wait. Then he was, like, really nasty. He kept giving me shit, you know? I had to disconnect the call. He was like, she's probably eating a lot of lunch. She eats a lot of food, he was saying. And he starts embellishing. So he was saying she's really fat. Oh my god. I'm gonna call that last one again.
Yes, hi, this is Sonia. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number.
Alright, big fat Sonja. Alright, we got one that says apply in person. Let me look up their address, see if I can find them. It says for co-drivers and owner-operators. Right, I'm looking to see, excuse me, looking to see what businesses may be here. There's a West Coast Racecraft. I don't think that's it. Wiener Enterprises? There's a Phoenix Truck Driving Institute. Not sure. Not sure about that. Let me look up their address altogether. Not just on the map. It says Dependable Highway Express. That's the best shot I got at. Alright, let's try. Let's see if the phone number matches. And no, it does not. But this could be cell phones, because it says call anytime and ask for Eric or Anthony. So I'm going with that. We have a good chance that this is it. Oh, it says call. It does have phone numbers. Fucker. How'd that work for nothing?
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Nope. Try them again. This is for trucking, I guess. It's funny because I remember now Bobby used to be on Dialer's shows. He'd always do these pranks where he'd call trucking companies and he'd sound drunk.
Hello.
Hey, I see you got a job opening for drivers.
Yeah, where do you live?
I live in Phoenix.
Okay. How many years of driving experience do you have, truck and trailer?
15. I got a Class A. Got 15 regional runs, working regional cross country runs.
Okay. I
just got fired. They called me from my work. They kicked me out of the truck. They said I had to get off.
Why? What happened?
Maybe I plead the fifth, you know?
I'm sorry, maybe what?
I plead the fifth on that one.
Okay, well, we kind of need to know if whatever it is, it's going to come out on your background. So.
Well, they made a deal where they won't report it if I just left for company, so you can't get me on it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'm at lunch right now. Give me like 10 minutes and I'm going to call you right back and give you all the full details for me.
Come on, motherfucker, I need a job, motherfucker.
Who's this?
Huh?
Who's this?
My name is Croft.
Alright, well, it sounds like you're calling the wrong number, buddy.
This
right,
is the driving number, the driving call number, motherfucker.
Okay, well, now we know you're pretty much like come aboard, so thank you for the call. Bye.
Fuck you. Whatever. I can't do it like Bobby used to. He would call it and he sounded so drunk and he's just like, I got kicked out of the truck and there'd be a lady once and she's like, well, if you got kicked out, you got to let me know. We're going to find out just exactly what this guy said. He's like, oh, I was drinking. I think he said he was drinking. He used to say he was drinking all the time. But he'd burp and shit during his calls. So funny. Applying for jobs, burping real loudly. I don't know if it was the sound effect the dialer played or it was really him. It was so funny.
Cheers, Anthony.
Yes, hello, Anthony. I was just speaking with your associate, Eric. He told me to give you a call regarding the final offer. Regarding a final offer.
Final offer?
Yeah.
Final offer for what?
For a driving machine.
Driving machine? You mean a driving Class A tractor?
Class A tractor driving machine job.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
I have like these synapse problems sometimes, sir. Don't. I mean, I already told him about it. I just sometimes when I'm talking, I don't even know when I do it. Like I kind of, like I know I'll say stuff or make noises, but I don't know that I do them. And sometimes people point out, "Oh, what was that?" And I'll have to explain this. So yes, I have a brain synapse problem. And sometimes when I finish sentences, sometimes in the middle, if I'm stressed out, I go, you know, I make noises. But consciously, I don't even know when it happens. I just kind of close my eyes a little bit. I squint. I know I'm squinting, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I'll say what's on my mind.
Do you have like a medical release form and stuff?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been driving 15 years, Class A truck. They pulled me out of the company pulled me out of the truck, and they said I couldn't drive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I got into a fight at a truck stop. I got into an argument with some guy, and I put my fist through like this plexiglass kind of fire extinguisher thing. Yeah.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
And where are you located at?
Phoenix.
Okay. Yeah, is there any way you can come by and stop by?
How close to Camelback Road are you?
Camelback Road.
Yeah.
We're off to 17. If you come up to 17 north. 17 north.
Okay.
To the 10 going.
To where?
Take the 10 going west. Mm-hmm.
10.
Get off on 51st.
Get off on 51 STO. Okay. Get off on 51st. Is that's the exit?
Go left.
Left?
Yes.
Okay.
You're gonna pass Buckeye.
Okay.
Road.
Okay. Okay.
About two streets down, make a left on Watkins.
Okay. 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 All right, and what time? Until 8 to 5, it says here?
Yes.
And should I ask for you or Eric, or is there a woman there?
You can ask for Anthony.
Anthony, and you will be there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, all right. And can
What time did you plan on being here? I'll be here at 4.
I'll be there at 4:15. I'll give you some time to settle in, use the bathroom, wash your
hands. No, I'm leaving at 4.
Oh, you're leaving at 4. Well, how about I'll be there at
3.
3?
Yes.
How about 3:15 in case I have to use the bathroom?
Okay.
All right. Okay, 3:15. All right. Because right, sometimes I'll take a shit in the toilet, you know, before I come there. All right. I'll take a fucking shit in the toilet.
All right, bye.
All right, honey, bye. Whatever, I was getting bored with that. Here's a toll-free number for a job for drivers local hourly nightly.
Logistics, how can I get your call?
Hey, I'm going to call about the driver's local home. Nightly Phoenix flatbed runs, great pay benefits, CDLA, 1 year experience required, extension, logistics apply, www.goelc.com.
Yes,
Okay. Have you put an application in online yet?
Yeah. No. No, motherfucker. No, I haven't because the website's a piece of shit.
I'm sorry, sir. Let's go ahead and not do that.
What? Oh, this
there's
is a job.
No reason to.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
There's no reason to.
I'm
that's
so
okay.
sorry.
There's...
Oh, my God.
That's all right, man. No problem. All right. You still there?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Please don't.
Okay.
All right. What do I. Do you have an IT department that helps out with this stupid website? Because I can't. Deal with it.
I can try to help you the best I can.
It's a piece of shit. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'll be right back at the computer in a second. But what do I do after I submit it? What happens?
Let me see here. Okay. Now you were on a computer doing this?
Yeah. Oh man. Use Echo. My Echo's fucked up, the little button watch. I'll show you what happens with the Echo now.
Let's see, it works here, but it'll cut in on the left and right. See that? You hear that little thing on one side? It sucks. The little button's fucked up. I gotta like tap it a lot to get to stop that. Stop it! I don't know. It's a piece of shit. Fucking Chinese fucking picture. There we go. If I tap it on the side, it seems to do it if I tap it on the side. Tap it on the side.
That sucks. Alright, man, we'll move on. Almost wrapping up time anyway. This is going to be a short show machine because I want to play GTA. Oh, yeah! But there's a lot of numbers on this last page here, so you guys are lucky, motherfuckers. You guys are lucky because I will go through them all. So, moving on to the next number. Another toll-free one. And it appears to be another job for drivers. These are driver trainees needed now at Werner Enterprises. I'll call from the toilet.
Just for you. I'm in the toilet, call up a job. And I don't think I'm gonna get it. Cause I can't hold back my piss anymore.
Thank you for calling. In order to better assist you, please press 1 if you need training for your Class A CDL license. Please press 2 if you already have your Class A CDL license.
Already got the motherfucker.
Thank you for calling Driver Recruiting. Are you calling about a driver training position?
Well, I already got the training. I got the license. I passed. But
hello?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me? Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding you. It's really echoey.
Yeah, what about now? Is this better?
That is a little better, yes.
Because
Are you calling in about getting trained?
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey. See, what happens is I have to call from the toilet at work because they can't know that I'm looking for a new job, you know? I'm sorry.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Creates an embarrassing situation, I know, but, I already have
I'm sorry.
I already have the license. I'm looking for the job.
Okay, great. May I have your first name?
It's Cross.
Cross?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and last name?
The Friends. DefreNse.
Okay, and what endorsements do you have?
CDLA.
Okay, and may I have your age, please?
22.
And have you had three or more traffic tickets in the past 3 years?
I've never had one, no. A cop pulled me over once, and I intimidated him, and he didn't write me the ticket. I told him, I kicked his gun away into the dirt, and I said, you don't do that, motherfucker. He said, all right.
Okay, is this the best number to reach you?
Yes. Did you need it?
I do have the number you're calling on now.
Yeah.
Somebody from the recruiting department will be getting in contact with you within the next couple of weeks to discuss the routes that are available.
But that's not... That's... No, come on now. Why don't you put me through to one of them? Then?
Sorry, somebody from will be contacting
you. Put me through to one of them, I said!
Sorry?
I said, put me through to one of them, I said. I command you.
I don't transfer you over to the recruiting department. I send you their information. And
I command you to transfer me.
Alrighty, well, you have a great day.
I don't need this shit. I need a job, motherfucker. I don't need that shit. God damn it.
Thank you for calling. You're just seconds away from information about a rewarding, great-paying career in the trucking industry. Trucking and transportation is a crucial part of our economy, and today's truck drivers are highly skilled, well-paid.
Speak the fuck up! Speak up! I can't hear you, mass motherfucker. Hello? Hello? Hey! Motherfucker! Oh, shit. A little too much, maybe? I couldn't hear her. Fuck.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, this is Driver Recruiting. Are you calling about a driver training position?
Yeah.
And do you have the Class A CDL license?
Yeah, I already got the license.
And what is your first name, please?
Croft.
C-R-O-S-S?
C-R-O-S-S.
F-F as in Frank or S-S as in Sam?
F-F.
As in... Frank?
Sam,
all right. And your last name, please?
Valente.
And could you spell that for me, please?
V-A-L-E-N-T-E.
And that's V-A-L-E-N-T-E?
That's right, honey.
All right, and what endorsements do you have, please?
CDL A, B, C, and D, double E, F1.
All right, is there another number to reach you besides the one you're calling on?
No, this is the number.
602-249-6675.
I want to talk to a fucking recruiter.
I'm sorry, sir. All I can do is gather your information.
No, I want to talk to the recruiter. I want to talk to the recruiter. Come on.
Sir, I can't help you on that. All I can do is gather your information.
No. Transfer to the recruiter. Let's go. Come on.
I'm sorry. I cannot do that. All I do is gather your information, and they will be contacting you within the next few weeks.
Do it now.
Okay.
I command you in the name in the name of men, I command you.
I'll go ahead and forward this over to the recruiting department. They'll be contacting you in the next few weeks. You have a good day.
Fucking bitch. Hello? Okay. I'll leave them alone. I didn't have to say bitch to her. That was unnecessary. Another driver job for owner-operators. I think that means you can either own the truck already yourself, That's what the owner operator means, that you own the truck and you. Yeah, you operate. Pick us one.
You have reached Jeff Thomas with Update Distribution. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please look at
no operator.
I'll try again.
You have reached Jeff.
No. Next one is for a cab driver position.
Yellow cab, this is Randall.
Hey, where the fuck is my ride at, motherfucker?
Excuse me?
Where the fuck is my ride at, motherfucker?
Who is this?
This is Bill. Where the fuck is my rat at, you motherfucker, you?
Bill, what's your phone number?
Look on your caller ID, motherfucker. I've been here waiting, fucking motherfucker. All these people over here drinking water and shit. God damn it.
Bill, my name is Randall. I'm the recruiter for Yellow Cab. Are you looking for a cab?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Hey, what's your phone number?
Nah, let me talk to the person who is in charge of fucking the cabs, motherfucker.
Okay, well, you're not going to get past me as long as you continue to use that language.
Fuck you.
I'll be happy to try to.
All right, I'm calling about the professional driver's job.
Do you have, what's your last name?
Cross is my last name.
How do you spell that?
Cross.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
It's
What area code is that?
602, goddammit.
602.
And you got
Bill, I'm sorry. We would not be able to contract with you the way that you're behaving.
Well, this isn't how I talk to the customer. It's just the asshole manager boss that I don't really like, you know.
Well, I'm him.
Well, I know. Well, you're just the recruiter. So, you're not even the boss.
Yeah, I'm just a recruiter. So yeah, we wouldn't be able to contract with you.
Fuck you.
Good luck.
Yeah, asshole. Yeah, good luck. Education. Looking for a principal or assistant principal, special ed teachers, social studies, K through 6th grade teachers, science teacher, middle school, English teacher, high school, ELD teacher, I don't know what that is, middle school math, and others.
Thank you for calling the school district. Mm-hmm. Our office hours are from 7 a.m. to...
Wait while I transfer your call.
Please. We got two more numbers left after this.
Good afternoon, school district.
Hey, Fart, how you doing? This is Gemma.
What'd you call me?
This is Gemma?
Yeah, if you want me to be.
Okay. Oh, hey, honey. You know what I want you to be? I want you to have your legs spread open so I can kiss your private parts.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Would you like that? I do a really good job. Licking, kissing the labia and the clit, and the clitoris and the vulva all around it.
Goodness.
I was calling regarding your science teacher position.
What the heck?
You had an ad in the paper.
Who is this?
You have an ad in the paper for middle school science teachers.
Uh huh.
Yeah. What would be the best way for me to meet with you, perhaps, to go over the particulars on the position, show you my qualifications?
Well, I don't think I want to meet with you.
Why not?
Who is this?
My name is Bill Cross.
Okay.
My students call me Dr. Cross.
Okay. All right, so it's a science position?
Yeah, I have 5 years as a science teacher, and I got my degree at the University of Miami.
Okay.
I lost my previous job because I had a relationship with the assistant principal there, and we broke up, and we both thought it would be best for me to leave and go somewhere else, just so things weren't weird, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you submit an application already?
No, that's what I'm asking you about doing. You know, I want to show you my qualifications, like my licking and kissing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Do you like it when guys do that? Have you ever?
No comment.
Oh, you do, you dirty girl. You do. You like the 69? That's my favorite. Because you both get off at the same time.
Okay.
And it's like
anyway.
Safe sex. It's safe sex because no one can get pregnant. You know, it's 69.
I think I'm going to end this call right now.
Okay. Well, just think about it, all right?
All right.
All right, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Kisses. She was down. She's probably going to do something tonight thinking about me. Oh, the guy that called, he was so dirty. So hot. She's going to fuck her husband really extra hard tonight. Pretending it's the guy from the phone. All right. Community college is looking for an instructor. What kind of instructor? Doesn't really say. Application instructions and other important information. Huh? A business computer medical coding and billing instructor position.
Eastern Arizona College, this is Laurie.
Yeah, I'm calling about the billing instructor, medical coding billing instructor position.
Yes, sir.
I have 5 years experience teaching medical bill coding and billing to motherfuckers.
Okay, do you want to submit an application packet for that position then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I'll provide oral sex to the woman who's interviewing me. Bye. Woo.
Hello, you have reached Laurie Avila at Eastern Arizona College's...
Thanks. Please hold.
Aw, BC. Laurie, I don't know her last name, man. This is probably the one that was going to interview me. He's like, ew, this guy said he's going to... But she'll tell all of her coworkers now, her peers. Oh my God, I just got a call about the job we placed, the job... He said he wanted to do oral sex on me when he came in for me. Ew. Hello?
Human Resources, this is Susan.
That was a private conversation, Susan. I'm calling about the learning support specialist position.
Yes.
Yeah, so what can I do to show you that I've got skills like that?
You need to go onto our website and open up the job announcement.
Okay. All right, the job announcement.
Yes.
And where do I go from
here? And that
here?
Will looking... give you all the...
Oh! I'm looking at it now. Where do I go from here? Hello? All right, that's it. She's gone and I'm gone. My show's over. Thanks for listening, everybody. Prankcallnation.com. MadhouseLive.com, which is currently broken, thanks to me. That's what I get for trying to do website upgrades at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. But I guess I'll do a show on Sunday. Told you I'd do a daytime show. Thank you to whoever sent in these newspaper pictures. I don't know who it was. Brad finds out, he can tell me. But I don't know who it was. All right, bye. Good day. Have a good day. Oh!